The wave that gives that natural look is T-O-N-I, Tony.
You see, Tony is the gentle cream cold wave that gives deep, soft waves that are easy to manage right from the start. Today, give yourself a soft, natural-looking Tony Home Permanent, and you'll see why more than a million women a month give themselves lovely Tony waves. Tony, Tony, Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. The first thing this morning, we're going to have a visit with our Tony beauty consultant, Carol Douglas.
Good morning, Bill Cullen. I have something special to talk about this morning, some tips on how to give a good shampoo.
And you must have something new on an old subject, Carol, for women have been shampooing their own hair for years.
Well, that's exactly why a woman is likely to feel she knows all about shampooing her hair. But she may not realize she's using an old-fashioned method that's ineffective or even harmful. So I'm going to outline the steps in giving a really good shampoo. First of all, while soap is fine for dishes, I think your hair deserves a preparation made especially for it. So start with a good cream shampoo.
And, of course, that means Tony cream shampoo, the very finest it's possible to buy.
Right you are, Bill. Before applying Tony cream shampoo, brush and comb your hair thoroughly and rinse in warm water. Then follow the directions on the package exactly. You should see an abundance of suds the first time you apply Tony cream shampoo. But if you don't, that means your hair is covered with a coating of surface dust and oil, which the shampoo is removing. In other words, the less suds on this first application, the more your hair needs the shampoo. Don't try to get more suds by applying more shampoo the first time. It's foolish to waste shampoo, and a little does a far better job than a lot. After rinsing thoroughly, give your hair a second application of shampoo, and you'll get mountains of suds even in hard water. Follow with a thorough rinsing. And notice, Tony cream shampoo cleanses so beautifully and rinses away so completely, you won't even need a lemon or vinegar rinse. Dry with a soft towel, and your hair will be sparkling clean and so soft and shimmering, you'll see what I mean about beautiful results with modern methods.
Thank you, Carol Douglas, for your helpful beauty hints. Now it's time for Nora Drake. An odd, paralyzing numbness seemed to creep through Nora's mind and body after she heard Peggy Martinson tell her that it was her father who had shot Fred Molina. For a few minutes after Peggy left the hospital, Nora went mechanically through the motions of work. And then gradually, as all the implications of what Peggy had said became clear to her, Nora found it almost impossible to go on. And then, as Nora slowly began to get a grip on herself, she realized how miserable her father must be at this moment, carrying with him a sickening burden of guilt, a devastating, consuming terror. Nora felt a deep pity and tenderness for him. And yet she knew that he had done something unquestionably wrong, something that couldn't quite be forgiven. And she wondered how she could help him, what she could do for him. And now, when at last she's off duty, she quickly slips out of the hospital, rushes to the little park nearby, and looks for Peggy Martinson, who said she might meet her there.
Looking for me, Nora?
Oh, Peggy, yes, I was. I didn't see you there.
You walked right past me.
I'm sorry. Thank you for waiting for me.
You're all upset. You'd better sit down here.
Peggy, how did you find out that it was my father?
Nora, darling, I can see you're in no condition to discuss this now.
I'm all right.
Why, you're almost hysterical. Oh, of course, dear, I forgot. You never get hysterical, do you, no matter what happens? You're always the calm, clear-eyed little lady.
Please, Peggy, this is no time for that.
But, darling, I just want to help you. You don't seem to know how to take a blow like this. And really, it would do you a world of good to let go and cry, perhaps even scream.
Thank you for your advice, but that isn't exactly what I came here for.
I know, but I thought you'd appreciate a few tips from someone who's taken quite a few blows lately. But of course, you may not consider losing Ken a blow, especially since you played such an important part in bringing that about.
Won't you ever believe that I had nothing to do with that?
Oh, Nora, why don't you come right out with it and say that you love Ken and wanted to take him away from me all along? It would make it so much easier to deal with you, darling. Because then I'd know where I stood and just how to handle you.
Peggy, I wouldn't mind your talking about me under other circumstances, but now it's important that I know. Are you quite certain that my father shot Melina?
I didn't see it, if that's what you mean. But I am certain. You see, Melina himself told me.
Melina told you?
He didn't mean to. I'm not exactly his confidant, you know. Melina was delirious when he told me about it. It appears that he set up some sort of alibi for your father.
Yes, I thought that's what he did.
Did you? You're quite sure of him, too, aren't you, Nora?
What do you mean?
You know that Melina's mad about you, or are you going to pretend that that's news to you, too?
No, Peggy. I realize how he must feel if he's done something like this. But perhaps it's not entirely for me that he did it.
Why else would he do it?
Because he may have realized that what my father did was something more foolish than evil.
Oh, Nora, really? You really believe that Melina walks around under the same cloak of virtue that you wear, don't you, dear?
Look, Peggy, why do you continue these attacks on everything I say, everything I believe?
Why? Why am I sitting here in this dreary little park, watching the leaves fall, talking to you? Why am I doing it? The answer really amazes me, Nora. In fact, it frightens me. Do you know why I do it, Nora? It's for Ken. Ridiculous, isn't it?
No.
Look, I've given you an opening. Why don't you seize the opportunity and tell me that you have Ken, and that no matter what I do, I can never get him back?
Do you really think it would give me any pleasure to tell you a thing like that?
It would give me a certain amount of pleasure if you did.
Yes, I believe that. And it's very sad. You'd like me to hurt you, then it would be so much easier to strike back at me with a clear conscience, wouldn't it, Peggy?
Yes, it would.
But I don't want to hurt you, Peggy. You've been hurt, badly. Perhaps a long, long time ago. You know, you accuse me of pretending, but, Peggy, I'm almost sure that you're the one who's pretending. I don't mean that maliciously, Peggy. Perhaps you want all these things you sneer at.
Now, don't tell me I'm a good girl. I couldn't bear it.
I know. But did you tell Mr. Dobbs about my father?
No.
Why not?
There are many reasons for that.
Are there? Peggy, did you promise Ken you wouldn't tell?
That's one of the reasons, yes. Look, Nora, if you must know why I didn't tell, I'll let you know right now. I wanted you to be the one to decide to tell.
Did you?
Yes, and why not? Why should we all keep quiet and spare you this decision? Now you've got it right in your lap, darling. You know your father is a criminal. And the big jackpot question you have to answer is this. Are you going to turn him over to the police to face a charge of attempted murder? Well, Nora, darling, just what are you going to do?
I don't know, Peggy. I must think about it.
But suppose Melina suddenly takes a turn for the worst and fades out of the picture. That might happen, you know, at any time.
I realize that.
I'd advise you to make up your mind quickly, dear. It might look better for your father if he gave himself up before Melina died.
I'll have to talk to Dad.
Very well, then. You talk to him if you wish. He'll probably lie to you and deny everything, but it's true, nevertheless. Well, Nora, I've done everything I could. The rest is up to you, darling.
Yes, Peggy. The rest is up to me.
Peggy Martinson walked away from Nora, leaving her alone on the park bench, facing one of the most terrifying decisions which Nora had ever been called upon to make. And for a moment, despite everything she said and all that had happened between them, Peggy forgot her bitterness and felt a genuine sympathy for Nora. However, when Peggy arrived home, she was surprised to find Ken there, waiting for her.
Darling, this is a surprise. Why didn't you tell me you were going to drop in when I saw you at the hospital?
I didn't expect to come here, Peggy.
What made you change your mind?
I saw Arthur Drake.
Now, did you?
Peggy, have you seen Drake today?
Why, no, darling. Why should I see him?
Perhaps to pour a little of your subtle poison in his ear.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Drake suddenly came up with a bright idea that we ought to patch things up.
Why, the dear, sweet man. Whatever gave him that lovely idea?
I wondered about it, too. Peggy, did you threaten to tell the police about him?
Threaten a poor, miserable old man like that, really, Ken?
I wouldn't put it beyond you.
My! Aren't I the busy one? But just to show you how wrong you are, I'm going to tell you something. Something that happened only a few minutes ago.
What happened, Peggy?
I told Nora all about her poor, dear old dad.
No.
Yes, darling. And now she knows how you lied to her. In fact, now she knows everything.
Why? Why did you do it, Peggy?
Why not? Why shouldn't she be the one to decide what to do about her father? Ken, I had to do it for your sake. I couldn't let you ruin yourself completely on her account. After all, darling, let's be realistic. Nora's the only one who can really help her father. Don't you think so, Ken?
As you say, Peggy, let's be realistic. You told Nora about her father because you couldn't resist an opportunity like this. An opportunity to see Nora tormented.
No, that isn't true.
You imagine that you're getting your revenge, don't you? I don't think you're going to find it very sweet, Peggy. And what's more, if you had any notion in the back of your mind that you could use all this to bring us together again, you'd better forget it. As far as I'm concerned, you're living in another world, another planet. I'm glad you told me what you did, because if ever I had the slightest feeling for you, you've destroyed it completely now. Goodbye, Peggy.
Wait a moment, Ken! Ken! Ken!
You know, the popularity of Tony Home Permanent just proves again how smart American women are. For when Tony was first introduced, many people said women would never be able to give themselves permanent waves. But look what's happened. Millions and millions of American women are giving themselves the most natural-looking permanent waves they've ever had. Women with no more skill or training than you have. They've found it's easy to have a Tony. Economical, too. And they say they wouldn't go back to old-fashioned methods for anything. This very day, get the Tony Kit, complete with plastic curlers for only $2. Then just follow the simple directions and see how much more attractive you can look with a beautiful Tony Home Permanent. The wave that gives that natural look.
T-O-N-I, Tony.
As Peggy sees Ken go, slamming the door behind him, she begins to realize that her whole plan to separate Nora and Ken is beginning to boomerang on her. And instead of driving them apart, she's only succeeded in driving Ken further away from her. And Nora, still dazed, still confused by what Peggy has told her, goes home to wait for her father and to think through a frightening, terrifying decision. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This Is Nora Drake, written by Milton Lewis and brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the wave that gives that natural look. Stay tuned now for We Love and Learn, which follows immediately over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.